You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to and watching Between Two Worlds Radio on bbsradio.com. Today, we're going to be having a lot of fun. I mean, even more than any of you ever have ever heard of or even seen, experienced. This is something that most people have never thought in their entire life would ever experience something like this, which is actually it's called Frank's Box. Now, to update you on what this whole story is all about, it's actually was designed by a fellow by the name of Thomas Edison, who we all know who he is. And Thomas Edison was actually quite the spiritualist man, and his mom and dad were into spiritualism themselves. And he's always wanted to make contact with the passing himself after his parents passed away. And he developed this particular box, which, in fact, I'll let you hear the remaining story regarding from this good friend of mine that I work with. His name is John Mirage. He's a psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. He's actually stationed out of, is it Philadelphia or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. About an hour and a half. Okay. Yeah, about an hour and a half.
Now, we've had John Mirage on our show before. We had him do his own mediumship. This time, I actually want to get John to bring on the box. Now, let warn you folks ahead of time, you are entitled to your own opinion. I have experienced this. Now, the reason why I'm talking about Frank's Box, the word called Frank's Box, is actually developed by a fellow by the name of Frank Sufton. And Frank himself has been working with this box from the very beginning when he had been guided to do this. And the interesting part about this box is that we actually have a technician from the other side of the world that works with you. So when John decided to take this on himself, by not using his mediumistic skills, physically, he decided to make, he was curious about this because this man's quite the investigator. He's always wanted to find out what it's like to be experiencing the real contact, having to feel the emotional connection to the spirit world. Now, myself, I have experienced this before about a year ago with Chris Moon, who also has another box like Frank's Box. But I've actually been experiencing this even way more since I've been with John Mirage. I had the chance to speak to my father a little bit on this box before, but the most amazing part of it, John and I decided to do, because we're talking about the Paracon 2009 coming up on February 16th, 17th in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to be there. We're inviting everyone to come up there and actually experience this for themselves. If you want to experience this, it'd be absolutely fabulous for you to be there. But with this box itself, you get to talk to your relatives. You can actually ask them to make contact with you. And the most interesting part of it is their own voices come back and talk to you. Their own voices. This is no kidding. This is not a fakery. This is not something you just pick up on a microphone or a telephone and say, you know, like some people say, well, maybe just a walkie-talkie type of thing. This is not. This is not a walkie-talkie thing. This is for real, folks. You know the voice of your own family or friends that you're close with. We're also connected to other people from across the world, too. Okay? And, okay, somebody's trying to get through, so probably that could be her right now. We're hoping to get a hold of Sarah Lester, so I hope Sarah's able to get through with us. She may have to come through the lines. Now, folks, if you want to call in toll-free, we're going to try and do, John and I are going to talk about this box first for the next 15 minutes, so hold your lines. But I want you to remain with these numbers. I'll give you the numbers right now, okay? Get your pencils and paper or your crayons out. The phone numbers are, it's toll-free numbers. And this is the U.S., 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you want to see me on the TV show on itself, just go to bbsradio.com and go to the list down below. Now, it could be on the front screen right now as we speak. As well as now for Canada, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. International callers is 530-876-3222. Now, 530-876-3222. John's going to, I think John's actually charged up the box, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay, John's charged up the box. So we're just about ready to get started. But John, to enlighten everybody about what the box really means to us or what it can do for us, can you tell me what this actually, what its purpose is all about?
Well, that's something that I'm actually still researching on what its exact purpose is. Now, because a lot of different people are getting a lot of different results from this sort of technology. There's people out there that aliens are talking to, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-dimensional, multi-level beings also. And in my case, a lot of non-corporeal beings, you know, people that have crossed over. And I guess it has to do with the people's type energy who are running the boxes.
Yes.
And of course, since I am a psychic medium, the most prevalent thing would be for me would be deceased loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't gotten the doomsday prophecies and the aliens and these other interdimensional beings and stuff as of yet, but I'm listening out for it. It's definitely opened my mind a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Now, you and I tonight, we're going to be talking about dead presidents. Those are crossed over in spirit world. Now, a lot of people are always curious, who really killed John F. Kennedy? And now, folks, let you know this right now. John Mirage and I tested this. We were very fortunate. No word of a lie. We were very fortunate. We spoke to John F. Kennedy 4 nights ago. Was it 4 nights ago, John?
Probably.
4 nights ago, we spoke to John F. Kennedy. And we spoke to Jackie. We spoke to those two. And who else did we speak to besides? It was John,
And I think it was his son.
And we're trying to talk to John Jr., but we decided to wait on this. We actually asked Mr. President Kennedy, if he can actually come on tonight and to come forward and to answer our questions. Now, some of you may think it sounds like it's going to be a walkie-talkie coming through, and this is real, folks. This is not a fake. This is a real thing. So, if we are fortunate to have Mr. Kennedy coming through, you will hear what will happen. Now, it's for real. We know who these people are, because the interesting part is I got some really good friends that have passed away, and tonight I'll be asking to see if they can be there as well. I will be passing up my mom and dad. I'm sorry, mom and dad. But I'm going to get a hold of another lady friend of mine who actually was involved with us as a producer. She actually inspired me to go further with BBS Radio. And I'm going to have and I want Dawn to hear this, Dawn. Dawn Newsom has to hear this. I'm going to try and see if we can make contact with Ariel Louise in the box. As well as we're going to see if we can make contact with my good friend Tammy. I'm hoping, and I remember you mentioned about the 13th, maybe because she didn't go through a complete transition yet, but I'll wait on that one. But right now I want to work with getting hold, make contact with Ariel Louise as well. So we're looking forward to have to do this. So, like I said, the phones, I'm sure there's people waiting online, waiting to come in and say, I want to get online and make contact with someone. Just please hold tight, folks. We're going to do some connecting right now. Let's see if we can make contact. Now, before we go any further, too, the Paracon 2009, Sarah Lester, I'm hoping that she's actually listening to us. I hope she's able to come in line. If she's unable to, we'll actually get her back on again. We're trying to get the number. We lost her somehow, for some reason. She changed telephones and then she gave us a different number. The number didn't come out the way it was because I'm saying it's not connected. So we had to bypass Sarah. But, no disrespect, my dear. We'll get you back on here next week. And also, there's going to be, a lot of great things to talk about tonight. I also want to acknowledge those who have crossed over. This is actually Remembrance Day. This is the reason why we want to get a hold of the people that want to make contact, loved ones that cross over. This is Veterans Day. This is those soldiers that cross over. Also to acknowledge those soldiers actually are fighting for us to keep us safe in our countries. And we want to honor them as well. So this is a dedication to loved ones and the families. So, John, are you ready on that one?
I think so.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
All right, we'll turn her on and see what happens. Here. Hi guys, this is John in Pennsylvania. Hi. We're on the radio right now with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Got a radio.
Yeah, this is internet radio, guys. There's a lot of people listening right now. Now, if there are any people that can hear me right now through your loved one's computer, this box is able to, like, remote just about anywhere. So you can try to make contact with the people that are actually listening to the show. You guys let me know whenever you're ready to start making contact. Okay, I'm holding on.
Well, this is warming up, folks. So let you know that you can hear people's voices that are mixed in different areas. This represents they're trying to bring their energy in a little bit closer to the sound, and then you begin to hear a lot sharper. Now, they're up closer to the shape. But it's almost like a world sound. We're trying to take this, they can bring their own voice through by what their effort was for the past.
Yeah, and hopefully everybody's gonna behave tonight also.
I'd like to welcome everyone actually also in the BBS radio chat room, and those who are actually in the Pal Talk chat room. Those who are listening in, and also those who are watching the program. Now, I noticed that we actually had 11 viewers on our internet television, which is great. So the 11 viewers is good for a good start. Those who can see that. Those who actually want to see me on TV, do the show. Most likely, go to whiteskycloud.com. WhiteSkyCloud, whiteskycloud.com, because you can have up there, or you can go to the BBS radio chat room, or BBS radio, either on the front page or the second page, but basically you scroll down, you'll see the list says Tuesday night, Between Two Worlds, White Sky Cloud. Click on that, and you'll see me on there, and listen to the show. You're going to really watch what we do.
I think somebody just said Derek White Sky Cloud. Yeah, that was interesting.
Does anybody in that box know who I am in there?
Does anyone know who Derek White Sky Cloud is? Yeah, he is a medium. Thank you. a lot of you guys are going to be able to participate. It's not a problem.
No, we're not going to turn you down because there's people that want to call in and make a contact with you. So we appreciate your presence. We would like to actually make contact with John F. Kennedy, the president. John F. Kennedy, if possible.
I'm here. Okay, guys. We're going to try to see right now if we can make contact with President Kennedy. Is John F. Kennedy Senior present? Dave, can you help me to establish contact, please?
Dave is his technician that's in spirit.
Okay, Dave, let me know whenever he's ready. Hi, John. Yeah, Dave, go ahead. Is he able to be with us? Is he able to be with us here?
Oh, I heard yes.
Okay. President Kennedy, is that you? Okay, I can hear everybody saying John.
Okay. Can we try to get as much of John's energy to come forward and have everybody help assist him by some means, but not to speak up over John if it's possible?
I'm just trying to get, like, verification that he's here.
Yes.
Are you here?
I heard that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I would ask that President Kennedy step forward and speak up, and everyone else just kind of calm down in the background one at a time.
I'd like to welcome John F. Kennedy, our president.
I think they wanted to know if he was live on the radio.
I'm live, folks. I'm live on radio. You're listening.
He is live on the radio.
People are listening to you right now. If you want to be heard, please speak loud enough for us to hear you. And clear, please.
Would you like to tell everyone hello? Dave, I'm having a really difficult time staying tuned in, buddy. Jesus told me that I have to try cutting out the light.
Okay.
We have inner saver bulbs, and they put off a specific frequency.
Okay, turn lights off.
So I just went, reached over, and turned the lights off. I need to start getting a clapper for that.
Clap for John.
Okay, President Kennedy, are you here with us? I need you to come through strongly. Speaking clearly.
There's a heavy wave coming in front of that. I never heard that before. But that's something when we were talking with John, it was not that crazy. Like the squelching and all that was not going crazy. It was actually very sharp.
Maybe I just have to disconnect the echo chamber from here.
Okay.
And it might help. So we'll turn it back. Sound still okay here?
Sounds like you got a lot of hands that shot, but it's kind of hard as it appears.
Okay, can you guys hear me without the echo chamber now?
While we're waiting for President Kennedy, let's get the Delta to come today.
Maybe I have to get somebody else coming through here.
Yeah. Well, I did mention Ariel Louise. Maybe we can try and bring her in. Is Ariel there? Ariel Louise, she's a good friend of ours.
Okay. Is there Ariel Louise present?
Yes. Now, to let your folks know about Ariel Louise, she is the great grandniece of, oh my God, I'm just blank right now regarding this man. He was well known about who developed Hydro. For energy.
Nice.
Let's try going back on the original echo chamber.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard on my ears.
Yeah.
Because when you got the headset on, it really knocks your head, your ears crazy.
Yeah. I'll definitely do that. Hey, is there an area where we live here? Okay, can you guys have her step up and step forward, please? Because there's some people here that wish to talk to her.
And you tell her that Derek White Sky Cloud. Tell her Derek White Sky Cloud, like, say hello to her. We could just not seeing her. And tell her the people from BBS Radio say hello.
Ariel Louise, are you here with us?
Thank you.
Dave, can you help us make contact with Aria Louise also?
Oh, I heard. That's her voice.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. We heard you. People from BBS Radio and Derek Whitecloud say hello.
That's her voice.
You have a question? What's your question?
Do I have a question?
No, she... Hold on. She said she had a question.
Okay.
Oh, they're answering the question for her. Is there a message that you would like to give to us, Aria? Hey, please, nobody telling anybody to shut up, especially if that's twice in a row. We're going to let her come through and speak. Weatherman, can you help people get away from this? That way we can hear. And Dave, can we strengthen up her signal a little bit? Can you help her to come through stronger? Okay. She's still waiting to talk to you.
Yeah, I can hear her. She's there. I can hear her.
Uh-huh.
She's trying to talk.
Yeah. There's some other people, it seems like, talking to her.
But maybe she knows them.
I think they may be trying to help. To be able to... Okay. All right, so can you hear us? And we should be able to hear you now. Okay, is there a message that you would like to give to Derek and the people at BBS Radio? I'm sorry, hon, we couldn't hear you. Can you say again?
Speak a little louder.
Aria Louise, are you still here with us? Okay, you guys, I heard you, hon. Hello, we hear you. I need you to support a little more. We can hear you. I think he's asking my technician for help right now. He said he's leaning twice.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try that. Okay, how about this? Let's try it now. Thank you.
anybody. People are actually saying Derek needs a Frank's box for his show. Oh, don't you think I would? I'd love to have one.
Yeah, one of these days, once everybody talks me into actually having a radio show, I'll have a box on as a special guest every now and then.
That's a good idea. Talk to BBS Radio. Maybe you can be one of our own new show hosts.
I wouldn't mind.
Fuck, John, into it. It's worth it, John. Absolutely worth it. Get to meet a lot of people in here. While John's trying to reach in the area, I want to let you know about, also we have another lady friend of mine who has not passed away, but her name is Brenda Jay, and she actually, what we're doing is we're doing a bit of a commercial here. We're just quickly commercial. We do promote B-Hip drink. Actually, it's an energy drink. It's for people to deal with their energy. Those who have been feeling very down regarding tiredness and stuff. This actually is natural guarana. There's no sugar in it, no caffeine. So this is going to help a whole lot. We're looking forward to having you actually. If you want to check on about the B-Hip drink, and talk to French Dave himself. This is actually a lot better than your typical other energy drinks that actually have a high amount of caffeine. This one does not have caffeine, but actually is very good, very natural. They're actually kind of going to the alternative, so to speak. So I would say, give it a shot for yourself.
Okay, guys, we're trying to still hold on for Ariel Lee.
Bring her forward, please. I want to still get a hold of John Kennedy, too.
Sorry about that. Oh, my phone. Oh, I think it might be Sarah Lester actually trying to.
Well, let's see what happens.
Let's see. Let's see if we can get her on here. Hello? Sarah? Hi. We're going to get Derek to give you guys a call from the studio.
Hang on. I'll see if I can get her in here.
Okay.
I need her phone number.
Okay. All right, because we're actually kind of ready for you. We're actually live right now. So I'll have him give you a call right back. All right. Okay. Sorry about that. That's live radio, you know?
Yeah, we got live radio.
And the only reason why I took it is because she was supposed to be a guest anyway, you know?
Yeah, wait for Sarah to get a call.
She's lucky I had a call. Well, it's all good.
So is it the same number?
I'm not sure. There you go. That's the number. Okay, now let's see if we can get this going. Okay, we can hear you guys now. So if you'd like to come through, come through. Okay, one at a time, and I'm only taking the courteous people. So you have to say hello, let us know.
Okay, we got line error on. Hopefully she's going to answer it.
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you doing? This is Derek Westcott, Cloud of Between Two Worlds.
Hi, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. You're a hard
I hear the Frank's box. Yeah, I know that. I hear the Frank's box in the background.
Ah, so you've been listening to the show?
No, I just hear it in the background, actually.
Well, we've been trying to get a hold of you, and the phone lines kept on saying you were not connected, so we just kept thinking, okay, we're hoping that you're going to get a hold of us and scream and say, here I am! I am here!
Yeah. As I'm sitting here, I'm like waiting for the interview,
yeah.
And I'm getting bored, and then I'm opening up Photoshop, and I'm just like, okay, now this is getting ridiculous. I'm going to have to call him. I'm looking at the website right now. My graphic artist and I are discussing what we need to do with the website, and I got to do this interview. What's going on here?
Yeah. Now, I want to update everybody here. Sarah Lester, actually, is one of the co-hosts of the Paracon 2009. The other host of the program actually is Don Henry, who's actually a vampire. And
yes.
And Don is a pretty cool guy. I like this guy. He's pretty interesting fellow. And
did you watch the Tyra Banks special? Did you happen to catch that on YouTube?
I watched it, and you know what? It wasn't too bad, but be honest with you, I didn't care for the other lady that came on and the other young man that came on. I don't think those two really had any reason that's connected to vampirism whatsoever.
Well, I'm sure they have some sort of, I guess, thought or notion as far as like kinship or family or whatnot, but they were more or less representing the, I guess, the Hollywood fetish aspect of it. I'm sorry, I had to hold my poise and grace the whole time when I really just wanted to put my head down in my hat and just shake. And she's from Las Vegas. I'm from Las Vegas. And
yeah.
I do a lot of, and I'll be honest, I do a lot of fetish modeling. I do a lot of, you know, I'm very adamant about certain things. I do bondage. But as long as it's done tastefully and respected and not looking like that, then I'm okay with it. But I'm just shaking my head like, wow, just wow. That,
yeah,
you know.
My feelings were, they were talking about vampires specifically, and I don't think that bondage or sadism, to me it feels like it's,
BDSM?
Whatever you call
it. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah,
it
has no connection to whatsoever to vampirism.
Funny thing is I got a lot of messages from people that are actually in the Las Vegas BDSM community, and they actually knew her, and they were like, oh my gosh, how did you, like, keep a straight face? And I'm like, believe me, it took some effort, and not only that, but some people told me that or said, wrote, whatever, that I came off conceited and, you know, really I had a chip on my shoulder. But the one thing about it is I was actually sitting there during the show, and I'm sitting in the audience, and I'm watching, and I have extensive emails of things that are supposed to be going on, and I'm watching things unfold that didn't go on, and so I'm just watching all of it.
Yeah, we also have people in the chat room said they actually saw the show.
Oh, well,
now this is coming from.
I don't know what people thought of it, but I was a little peeved. Yeah. Hi, Canadian. Yeah, actually, I have to thank Canada for hooking up a video on YouTube, because I didn't get to see it on Halloween. I was setting up for a big, huge barbecue.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get to see it, and I'm like just like posting on all these boards. Please, somebody put it up on YouTube, and it was one of our minions from Canada that actually put it up.
Good.
So I was, and I publicly thank Canada. I was like, thank you, Canada, on the Tyra board.
Cool.
You guys can go and answer the question on the Tyra board, or you can hit up Don Henry and check out the blog. All the videos are on his blog, all the show sales, everything. So Google Don Henry, hit up his MySpace.
Let's talk about the people now, the guests that are coming. Who are going to be there?
At Paracon?
Yeah. So far.
Oh, my gosh.
Yet, you know.
Oh, my gosh. The list is so long. It's absolutely gigantic. It's not a conference. It's a convention because, honestly, it's from Las Vegas, and this is how we represent, you know, anything that we do. It's go big or go home, and the list is just, can I say the word ginormous? Is that an okay word, ginormous?
That's good.
Is that an intelligent word there? Can I put it up in an actual business dictionary?
You can actually put it. You know, we always reinvent new words. It does work out good. Now,
well, there's two aspects of the convention, and what it is it's a whole educational cultural experience. Not only are we talking about ghost stories, but we're actually going to have necromancers there. We're going to be filming this. We're going to have psychics, wizards. We're going to have vampires there. Everything. It is a convention for the paranormal enthusiasts. It's something that, you know, one of the banners that I'm creating is, we are the paranormal. We are the people that see things and that can do things and that have abilities. And anybody that saw the Tower Show can witness that. She put me on the spot and was like, we need mine. And I'm like, well, let me impersonate him at the same time, too.
That was funny. Now, before we go any further, Sarah, when you hang on tight, John, do we have John F. Kennedy there at all?
Not yet.
Or do we have Ariel there?
She kind of...
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi, Sarah. I can't wait for Vegas. This is going
to
be
so
fun.
I have to tell everybody we're going to be launching a new website. If you want to know anything about Paracon, go to para-con.net. Or you can Google Paracon, or you can go on Don Henry's page or my page. He just built a really, really nice flash site that's awesome. So if anybody wants to know anything about web work or anything, just go to him. Not only does he do the whole paranormal, but he also is great for community sites, and I can't wait to launch the site.
Awesome.
I'm sitting down with my graphic artist right now talking about the website. It's really cool. I'm a geek at heart, really. I'm a geek.
It's going to be held, the Paracon's going to be held, folks. It's going to be held over at the...
It'll be at the Plaza Hotel.
The hotel,
I've actually stayed at the Plaza Hotel. I've had experiences at the Plaza Hotel, so I'm really excited about this location. The people who originally were trying to put on Paracon were Janice and Carolyn Griffiths, and they chose the Plaza, and they came to me about the week, and, you know, to help with the promotion and whatnot. And when I went and sat down with them, they have been more than cordial. They're very excited about this event. They're doing everything they can to make sure that it represents the paranormal community as much as possible. And hopefully they're going to allow us to open up the showroom and do a seance there, which would be really, really neat. So we're working on that. And for those who have been following Paracon, it has been postponed to February, which is President's Day weekend, which is a 3-day weekend. Valentine's Day weekend.
That's why we're doing this as a sample, letting public know that why we're trying to talk to dead presidents, because it's to honor the presidents that are crossed over, but also today's to also representation of Remembrance Day. That how people have lost loved ones. And a lot of people are actually wanting to make contact loved ones. Now, before I go any further, folks, if there's anybody online that just came on, did I hear a phone, somebody held on the phone? Is there a caller in the background?
Well, the box just said yes.
That's fine. Who's there?
Who is there? Is that Peter? Hello. Can I ask who this is? What's your name? Thank you. guess it's not totally right just yet, guys.
I can hear someone calling. Doctor.
They might be reading my screen on my computer because I pulled up the car concert that I've been working on here, and there's actually two doctors on it. I was doing this to give the paranormal community, like on our side of the paranormal community, with like the ghost haunting, ghost groups, people that are interested in that kind of stuff and psychics. There's the two doctors that are actually up on my screen right now is Dr. Barry Taft and Dr. Jimmy from the APSR radio network. So
people are coming on my chat room and they're saying that my father's voice is coming through. They can hear my father's voice.
Your father?
Yeah. Because Derek, it's your father. I remember I was trying to make contact with him 4 days ago at the same time and wondering if my father has gotten a little bit stronger now coming forward.
Okay, is Derek's father here? Yeah? Okay, is there anything that you would like to tell him?
Oh, I hear my mom's voice, too.
Hey, son.
Yeah. That's my mom's voice. I heard her.
And I hope everyone's getting along.
They're talking about my sister and myself. That's funny, Mom.
Yeah, it loses a lot over Skype, believe it or not. There's some things that are being said are kind of way in the background, and I don't think your mic actually picks it up.
Yeah.
On the phone, it's different. You know, it's a whole different can of worms. Okay, I just heard the president.
Okay, he's here. Oh, I heard that.
I'm sorry?
I heard that. There he is.
Mm-hmm. Hi, would you like to tell everyone hi, Mr. President? Can you tell everyone who you are? I'm sorry, can you repeat your name again? Okay, I can hear you now. Can you say your name louder for everyone to hear? Hearing a bunch of names. We're talking to the president here, people. Please, have some respect.
Oh, I can hear my mom's voice, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear her voice. She's talking at the same time. You know what's happening? Everybody's ganging up on us all at once.
Yeah, I just heard Chad's name.
We got 10 minutes left of the show. Let's see if we can try and get any callers who want to call in to make contact with Colter. And you can also do that as well. And the toll-free numbers are available. It's 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, and the other numbers are 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, those of you who wish to make contact with your loved ones, You can always get a hold of John Raj. He can have a chat with you on that. Mirage.com, M-A-R-O-N-G-E, Mirage.com. Click to my website, and there, if you scroll down the website, you'll see his banner. It will say John Mirage, Frank's Lock. It'll take you right there. Give John a call, and he'll help you with this. As we're waiting for the callers, Sarah, are you still over here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Don't fall asleep on us
yet. I'm trying to listen to what's going on in the Frank's box.
Yeah. There are some pretty interesting people in that box, I'm telling you. I know. I heard my mom's voice, and I think I heard my dad. I heard my mom's for sure. But there, I can recognize some people that were there. I was trying to raise a connection to a lady friend of mine who had passed away as well. And she used to be a producer for a variety of radio shows. And she's the one that actually turned me on to get involved with internet radio, where she used to hear me on the AM programs in Vancouver here. So if it wasn't for Ariel, I'd probably still be messing with AM more, I guess.
Oh, wow.
So
those kind of people are great in your life.
Well, she died tragically. She died of 150-degree heat in her home.
Oh, my gosh.
She lived in a mobile
home.
Yeah, lived in a mobile home, or as an RV, I believe. And this was in Pennsylvania, and I guess the heat was so intense. Last year, I believe, she passed away. I think it was last year. And, it was tragic for all of us because we didn't expect her to cross over because she was absolutely a fabulous person to work with. But this woman here was so kind to people. She'd do anything for you. If you ever need something, she had, you know, she was always there to give you that support no matter what you're doing. And she always liked to help everybody in this business that are involved in the media. So if you ever did, if you had met her in living, she would have had you promoted.
Wow.
Big time.
Those kind of people are hard to meet in the industry anyway.
There was.
I have to ask, is there anybody that would like to speak to me through the Spring Spot?
Is there anyone that would like to talk to Sarah Lester on the front through the box?
We got a caller in the background.
Okay, Sarah, we're not getting the thing. I'll call you after the show.
Oh, I'm not getting somebody friendly.
No, not yet. No one's coming through for you right now.
Oh, that's all good.
They'll come through.
It's probably a better thing.
Now, do we have a caller on the BBS radio phone line? If there's a caller, please speak up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
Dirk. How are you?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I would like to really make contact, if I could, with my foster parents. If possible?
Now, name your first name again.
If it's possible, I would like to make contact with my foster parents.
Okay. John, can you hear that?
No, I couldn't.
Okay, you want to make contact with your...
My foster mom and dad.
Oh, your mom and dad. Okay.
Foster mom and dad.
Okay. She wants to make contact with these people. You see if they're there. Do you remember their first names? Of course you do.
Do you need their names?
I need their names.
Grace.
Grace.
The other one is Charles.
Okay.
All right. Is there a Grace and a Charles present? Is there a Grace and a Charles present, guys? Yes? Wow, there's just so much going on now. And they're
usually active. What I'm gonna, I would like you to do is you can just phone John or make contact with John's website and give John a call. Can we give out your phone number, John?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. So I'll just tell him your phone number.
Well, this is the first time that I'm actually releasing my number like this in the public. It's area code 570-817-2818. Again, it's 570-817-2818.
Well, so if you want to make contact with John, make contact with loved ones, give him a call. Are you still there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, if this man hasn't come through yet, but I would say give John a call. They can have a personal one-on-one listen.
Okay, thank you.
You're most welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, Sarah, is there anything you want to share with us before we start to shut down? Sarah, are you there?
What's that?
Is there anything you'd like to share with us before we decide to close the show?
Oh, it's okay. Actually, there are a few things I want to say. I have to promote a few things. I have to thank you, Derek, for everything that you've done. I also have to thank all the sponsors for Paracon. And that would be, you can go on to any of the pages and click on any of the information. Everything is user-friendly. You can Google my name, Sarah Lester, and click on the MySpace page, and that basically has all of your information that you need to know about Paracon there. The new website will be launched in a couple of days, so I have to thank John for that, and also Talia, our graphic artist. And if anybody wants to work with them for any reason, they can contact them through the Paracon page. You can just hit the contact link on that. But the convention itself is so large. There's going to be a lot of vendors there. There's going to be so many speakers, over 16 speakers, and the list is still forming. The two-day passes are buy one, get one free for $99, and there's also group rates as well. All the ticket information is on the website. You can purchase it there. They do go into drawings for different prizes and vendor passes and whatnot. If you are a vendor and you want to participate in the event, you can also go onto the website and click on the vendor information. All of that's there. If you are a paranormal or involved in the paranormal community and you would like group passes or to be involved in the event, for any reason, just contact us through, www.para-con.com or just Google Paracon and click on the MySpace page. Google Don Henry, and that's H-E-N-R-I-E, and go on the his blog or just go on his page for all the banners. They're all there.
Sounds good.
Google is a good tool. It's just like Google Me. That's what it says on my business card, Sarah Lester, Google Me. It's just short and simple. All my contact information's there if you read, you know.
Yeah.
And it's pretty simple. The email's there. The banners are there. Everything you want to know about Paracon, we have so many interviews compiled from one of our sponsors over in the UK, Esoteric Radio. They're all on the YouTube. They're all posted up on the media page. If you go on there, you could spend literally an hour and a half just looking at all the photography,
speakers. Thank you, Sarah. We got to come to close. We're actually finished right now. Thank you, folks, for listening in. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud. You're listening to Between Two Worlds. If you want to listen to this program, right, like I said, make contact with Sarah to get any tickets for the Paracon, or if you want to make contact with John to make contact with loved ones, give me a call. I'll pass the number over to you, folks, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care, folks. It's been fabulous. Bye.